get a shirt. Girl,
get it, get it. I know, it's so cute. I love it. I'm so jelly.
Welcome to Candidly.
Hello, hello.
This is Kelly.
Oh my gosh, this is Gayfler. Things coming are good.
Monday night.
Yeah, coming in hot. Monday night. It's been a wild ride. I feel like that's kind of our norm these days.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Life is just lifing. Guys,
for real. Yeah, what have you been up to? Tell us about California.
What are we gonna do? Yeah, I so this last weekend I flew back to California for my mom's birthday. My sister bought me the flight. It was really sweet. She like bullied me when I was like studying for my test, and I had my friend here. I was like, I don't know if I can do everything and go back for mom's birthday. So I was just like so stressed about everything, but I'm glad that I went. I flew out after work on Thursday last week at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Whoa.
Got there at 9 to Fresno, slept in Fresno at my sister's house. And then we got up early Saturday, drove all the way out to the farm. And then I was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yesterday I flew back and I got back to the house at like 9:30. I woke up at 4:30 this morning.
It's been
one of those like 4 or 5 days in a row where this is gonna get real, sorry about it peeps, but like I've just been dysregulated and I haven't really been sleeping well.
Yeah,
my dad and I stayed up one night and like had a nightcap and whiskey, so like that's been kind of messing with my head. It takes me so much longer to get over a hangover.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
it's real.
So your girl's tired.
Yeah. Wait, tell us about your mom's birthday. Was it like a big one, or you just haven't been there for her birthday
actually,
for a long time?
Yeah, I haven't been there. We usually would go to California at the end of the summer. So like typically my husband would get like a week off in August. He's not working right now. So like he didn't happen to come with me. But like anyway, it was my mom's birthday. It was just us. And we played like, I don't know, 7 games. Oh my God, we played so many games. But that's what she wanted, right? Like she didn't want a big party or anything. She just wanted like all of her kids there to play games with her. So yeah, that's what we did.
That's awesome.
And I have a couple of different recommendations. I know that we have some people who listen who are big into gaming or games. So I'm happy to like kind of talk about that later on. But yeah,
cool.
I swam. Mom almost set the house on fire, which I will talk about that. I helped them kind of take care of the farm a little bit because it's nice to have an extra pair of hands to like get rid of the gophers. They just have been overtaken. My parents have 5 acres and it is just flooded with squirrels and bunnies. They're just like pest problem.
Oh shit, they need a cat.
Wazoo.
What the hell?
I know. Well, they have Olive, and Olive is my little multi-poo who's like 12 years old at this point. So she still chases them, but she doesn't like capture them. Yeah. They need like a predator to move in and like kill all the bunnies, which sounds awful. But so
no, that's real.
Can I tell you the story about my mom lighting the house on fire?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay. This is going to sound like, I don't know. I would be curious to see if anybody has a reaction to this, but so you go to Harbor Freight, right? And you buy those flares. You like pop the top off. And then there's like a match top. You light the flare. And then my mom shoves them into the squirrel hole in the ground.
Oh my gosh.
She covers it with like plastic and then gravel.
Wow.
And she's trying to smoke and suffocate all these tiny squirrels and bunnies.
That's
your face is collapsing right now.
That's like some podunk shit if I've ever heard it.
Yeah. Okay, now people are starting to get an idea about like how I grew up. And anyway, mama is just dying. She's doing probably like maybe 25 in the front yard, and she has like 50 holes to do on their huge ass piece of land. And it's late in July/August. So like everything is a tinderbox, right?
Yeah,
it's like 108 degrees. And it's a fairly well manicured, like, so there's just like a lot of trees, and they have this really large rosemary bush that's very dry and quite possibly dead.
Okay.
And there's a squirrel hole right underneath it, and it's like, you know, a 6-foot pretty big rosemary bush.
Oh,
right?
Wow. Okay.
And so we try to do a really good job of, like, you know, making sure that the fire is not directly on the bush. We sit there and we watch it for like 2 or 3 minutes. And I go to the pool, or I go to get changed till it's like, it's hot, we're done. And my mom's in the pool. And the next thing that I know, I'm putting my swimsuit on in the trailer, which is kind of further out. I hear my mom screaming, bloody murder.
Oh my
God. Call 911. I need help. She's just like screaming in the middle of the day. So I'm like, Huss, I have just my bathing suit on and my little like thong sandals. And I'm running across the field because I'm like at this big fucking farm. And she has set the rosemary bush on fire. It is probably like 5 feet in the air. Like it's a pretty big flame. And she's worried about it catching the tree on fire that's right next to it. And if the tree catches on fire, everything's on fire, right? Like the house is on fire, everything, there's no way to control it. So she's just screaming. So my siblings come downstairs. My dad's already on the phone with the fire department. I grab the hose and I just start squirting and everything. So we have two hoses on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, anyway. It was insane. I just have never had my heart palpitate. I felt like a freaking firefighter in the moment in my bathing suit and everything.
Wait, so did you two get it or did the fire department actually come?
So we had the fire department come because it's in a tiny little town. Yeah. There's only like maybe, I don't know, 6,000 people that live in this tiny town. So we, you know, the fire department comes. They miss the house turnoff
because
they live in the middle of the country.
Yeah. No, I know your parents turn off. Yeah.
We're just watching the fire truck go all the way down, miss our turn, go like maybe another half a mile, turn around, and then come through the thicket. Like they have to get off the road, right? They come into the field and they're driving on the opposite side of the house.
Oh my gosh.
It was a whole thing. So they had to come by. There was like three people. By the time they were there, we had everything controlled. You know, it wasn't super on fire, but they did douse it with the fire truck itself. But anyway, I just was dying. Oh my God. My mom screaming bloody murder. She had tried to set the house on fire because she's like shoving a flare in the ground to suffocate these poor squirrels. I saw a squirrel that was like scorched on its tail, just like run away from the bush.
Jeez Louise. That's very epic. And like dying. So very woodlake of your mom. And
yeah, absolutely.
She's so
interesting.
Much.
So that was my weekend in California.
That actually sounds like really nice and relaxing. Mine is the fire, but just like sitting by the pool out in the middle of nowhere, no like distractions or anything. That's really cool. That's fun.
Totally. And,
really
and it was nice because like I just like passed my test, so I didn't have to worry and stress about it. So yeah, it was really lovely to be back with the family too. I do want to tell you the kind of games that we played, but tell me about you. How was your weekend? What have you been up to?
Oh, good. It was Lindsay Marie's birthday. So happy birthday, Lindsay.
Happy birthday. I need to text her.
Yeah. Her birthday was yesterday. So let's see. It was an action-packed week last week. Matt was gone. He was in Chicago. And so, I had just dates every night with like different friends, which was really nice to see people. But yeah, it was a busy week. And then Friday was First Friday in downtown Bend. I don't know if a lot of towns do that. It kind of sounds like it. But basically, they kind of just like liven up downtown. A bunch of different businesses like have drinks, like free drinks and wine or cocktails or beer or whatever. And people just like walk around, hang out. There's like music playing everywhere. There's like different vendors out on the streets. Obviously, all the businesses are open and going and stuff. But it's just like a fun vibe. And like everyone just shows up for it. So it like feels really like towny and homey. And you just like run into everybody, you know. So it was really fun. And then we went to dinner. And I went to this new restaurant called Bamboo Sushi. There's one in Portland.
I know Bamboo.
We just got one here in Bend, and it's like all like ethically, I can't talk, ethically sourced, and it's all gluten free. So I went to my gluten free friends, and so that was really awesome. Like we had tempura and everything that was gluten free, so that was really fun. And they had great cocktails. Yeah, it was a good vibe. And then our friend's band, Chip's band, was playing. Call Down Thunder was at McMinniman's, and so we stopped by there. And then Matt flew in that night, so I got to see him after the week, and then. yeah, we went to Sun River and did a little camping. We celebrated Lindsay. We
so fun.
Got to all go to Tedeschi Trucks together, and we did a little sing happy birthday before that and hang out. And I made like this cocktail. Actually, it was like kind of epic. It was I blended up this entire watermelon, and so it was kind of just like watermelon juice, but it was a little bit like thicker, like pulpier, you know, because it had everything else in it as well. I didn't like strain it or anything. I just like put tequila in it because I was like, oh, I want it to be like a watermelon margarita, but then it literally tasted like watermelon juice with tequila in it. So then I was like, okay, I have to add like the other things that like make up the components of a margarita. And so it turned out good, but yeah, I just kept adding shit to it. So I was like, who knows what this is actually going to be after all this. But it ended up being really good. And so I bought a bunch of cocktails over. So we just like got to celebrate her and see her. I'm also obsessed with, I don't know if this is like, maybe I should save this for a faves night or something, but I'm obsessed with the Whole Foods Chantilly cream cake. Have you seen this or tried this before?
No. Is it the white one that they have?
Yes.
In the bakery?
Like, Everyone always talks about it. And I mean, not talks about it, but just like, you know it. Like if you go to Whole Foods, you like know this white cake. It has like berries on top and whatever. Anyways, I had it for a girlfriend's birthday a couple of weeks ago. And she's like, this is my favorite cake. And I was like, it looks so unassuming. That's all I'm going to say is like, it looks like a white cake with white frosting. And, but it's so freaking good. I don't know what makes it so good. It's like light and airy, and like obviously it has like the fruit in it and stuff, and so there's like fruit on the inside of it. It is to die for. Literally, she just texted me and she's like, I just housed a humongous piece of cake when I got home from work just now. And I was like, yes, it is so sneaky because it's good. So does not look incredible, and it's fantastic. Anyways, new favorite cake. I'm obsessed. Any hoosers, but they had a lot of good looking cakes that I was like kind of stoked on. But anyways, that's a whole other epic journey in itself just to get that cake, because Whole Foods, man, the bakery department does not really have their shit together. But anyways, that's all separate story. Yes. But anyway, it was a lovely weekend. Matt and I just like wanted to chill. And so we stayed in Sun River for the weekend too, which was nice. It's like so close. And we just really like it. It's like right on the little Deschutes where the dogs can play. We're also watching Matt's parents' dog. She is actually Mila's sister, and her name is Grace. And his parents went to the Metolius for the weekend, and there's no dogs allowed there. Nice. So we got to hang out with her, and she just got to like run and play in the river with her sister all weekend. And so that was really fun, just getting to hang out with them. She's still here, honestly, but she leaves tomorrow. But yeah, it's kind of fun to have them both, because when I know them separately, they're very different. But like when they're together, they're literally the same dog. It's so funny. And they're so cute together, and they just like wear each other out and play really well and stuff. But anyways, so yeah, aww, it was an action-packed weekend. We did end up sleeping out in Sun River last night, so I just left a little early to go to work this morning. And so I am also pooped, because this could be my grievance, but I'll just say right now that the bed that comes in RVs is so bad. Like, it is not comfortable. Oh, we even put like a huge like mattress topper on top of it. It is still terrible. So we talked about it in depth this weekend. I was like, we need a new mattress, because I can't sleep on it for more than two nights. Like, I wanted to die this morning. I did not sleep at all last night. So equally as pooped. But anyhow, we'll figure it out.
Do you wake up like a little sore, like in your shoulders and your lower back?
Sore. Yeah. Yes.
That sucks too. Yeah. No, that's not fun. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's weird, because I think also we're just not used to sleeping on a queen now, because we sleep on a king. And so like going from the king to the queen and going to a really uncomfortable bed, because our bed is like so dreamy, I think it's just like extra hard these days. So anyways, we're going to try and look for a really good mattress and just test a bunch that will actually like fit in there. And yeah, nice. Not make us miserable for wanting to be in there for lots of nights in a row. So anyways, yeah, we had a great weekend. But we were just hopping on to do a quick episode. This is kind of a busy week for me, going through, like, I'm leaving on Wednesday to go to California, actually. And so Mom and I are doing a backpacking trip. We're hiking the Lost Coast Trail Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then Mom and Dad are coming back up here with me on Sunday. And then Spence and Heather are coming on Sunday as well. So we'll just have a big reunion on Sunday here at the house. So we're just trying to get a quick little episode in before all that chaos and everything. But yeah, tell us about your games. I do have a few movies that I kind of want to talk about too, because I know I told you all I was like on a movie binge last week while Matt
Perfect.
Was gone. Yeah. So talk
yeah, about for your whatever game. Reason, the last week or two has been heavy in like movies, and then I have a ton of game recommendations from my trip to California. So do you want me to start with games? I might have to do like a little bit of like research in real time. Okay. Just I have like the producer credit, right? Like
oh.
I probably want to talk about like who makes these games.
No pressure. People know us. They don't know us to be tried and trues.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Okay, so this game is called Parks, and it's called 59 Parks? What is this name? Hold on. Let me try that again. Who makes this stupid game? Oh, my God. Okay. So the first game that I want to talk about is Parks. It's by Keymaster Games. It's really interesting because you are kind of going on a quote unquote hike, but you're moving your player token through different, sections of the hike. So like you can stop in camp, or you can take a photo, or you can pick up a water for your watering can or whatever, canteen. And then you are getting resources to buy or like visit quote unquote national parks. And so they have all these various cards that you can purchase that have like victory points, and they have like little descriptions of the park and really cute illustrations. I really enjoy that game. My family's probably been playing it for the last like 3.5 years. So I've done it maybe 10 or 15 times at this point. It's super simple. I think it's only like 3 to 5 players. So it's not like a really extensive game. And it's simple. It's easy to like, it's not one of those games where you have to like dig into the rules, you know, like keep checking the rule book. It's kind of simple to grasp once you've played it the first or second time. So that one's really fun. We also played this epic. I mean, we played it for like 6 hours. It's called Mosaic. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah. I have heard of it. Yeah. I've never played it though.
Yeah.
I see it at all the game stores. It's like always one of the top seller ones, I feel like.
And I play a lot of Civilization 6 or whatever on my Switch, because I just like enjoy, it's a longer game. You have to like build up your various cities and all your resources and your population. And so it's like pretty intensive when you're trying to narrow down the points that you're gathering to win the game. So okay. It's not one of those games that you like sit down and understand it in an hour. You know, it took us like 6 hours to get through this game, and there was five of us playing. So yeah, it was definitely like a strategy, very extensive with like multiple phases of the game too. That one was a really fun game, but it was long. Like you have to kind of like settle into that one.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I would recommend for like a Saturday morning.
Wow. Okay, cool. It's kind of fun to get invested in a game though. I like, if you're like ready and like want to do that, it's like fun to do that. I don't know.
It is. And I think like, because they had played the game before, this is what happened. It kind of drives me nuts because like my family has a problem with listening skills, not really their strongest suit. So they just like talk over one another, and they're all like trying to explain their strategies to me. So it just gets a little overwhelming. But in this particular game, I told them to knock that shit off. So I only had my sister kind of teaching me how to play it, which was kind of a little bit more digestible. But I lost. I mean, like I lose every time I go home, I lose because they're all really good at games and I just like don't play a lot of games. Okay. The other one that I want to mention, my brother really likes this one, but my dad is the one that requested it, was Terraforming Mars. Okay. This one is also kind of a longer game. You have different resources and you have to like basically colonize the map that's Mars. And that one was really confusing. I don't know if I really, to be honest with you, I walked away with more questions. I don't know if I really know how to play that game.
Oh, interesting. Well. Okay.
Because there's lots of different strategies. I even looked it up on TikTok to see like who has good strategies and like what do you need to do early versus mid versus late game. So my strategy didn't work, obviously, but whatever. And then the last game, I love this game. It's so beautiful. And it's called, my sister bought it. It's called Le Fleur.
Oh.
And it's this like really cool game where you have just like the most beautiful flower illustrations, and you're like buying flowers to build up your garden, and then people visit
Oh,
your
that's
garden, and the more
cool.
people that visit your garden, you get more victory points and more influence. And yeah, and they have a new game. I'll have to post this on our socials. They have a new game called Botany, which is very similar, like cool illustrations, but it's not just flowers. They have like you travel and find birds and bugs and types of plants, and then you bring them back to your home and you're like building out your garden.
Oh,
And
cool.
like doing research papers and stuff like as a botanist instead. So I think I want to get that game for Christmas or maybe Thanksgiving or something. But yeah,
Very
those are all the
fun.
games. My family has drawers and chests and like hidden games everywhere. Like my family's nuts when it comes to board games.
That's so
Me,
fun,
not so
though.
much, but they love it. So
Yeah. I mean, like we said, I love a good sit down and like invest in a game day. That's like my dream, especially in the winter, like a puzzle or a game or just like, oh, just
Totally.
the best. It is really
Chess
funny
fest.
because I am really, well, I guess like maybe 2 weeks ago, I was like devastated that it felt like summer was like going by so fast. I know you're a fall girl,
I
Ian, like I
know.
can't even, but I was like getting really upset that summer was just like over basically. But today it was like 39 degrees when I woke up and I was like, excuse me, what the hell? I was wearing like a t-shirt and shorts and I was leaving Sun River and I was like, yikes, dude. So anyways, and I like didn't warm up for quite some time. It turned out to be whatever, like mid-80s today, but that's like a huge change, like 40 degree change throughout the day. But anyway, I was like, okay, actually this sounds like kind of nice, like wearing a sweatshirt. I wore a sweatshirt to work today and it's just
Nice.
it was just like hun like it didn't ever get 100 here last week, but it was like high 90s, which is like very unusual for Bend. And so like that many days of it being high 90s, I think I was just like, ooh, yeah, sweater weather. Like I
Yeah,
now
I love
understand Maya Rudolph and Amy Poehler sweater weather. Yeah, so anyways, but yeah, that was my little like taste of okay, like I can do this. Like we can go into fall. It's always so funny because I feel like I'm never ready for like the seasons to end. Well, winter, I'm always ready for
Same.
winter to end, but like as soon as they do end, I'm like kind of ready for the transition, you know? Like it always happens like when it's supposed to, which is so bizarre. But anywho, I want to talk about just a few games, or sorry, a few sh movies. Do you
Okay.
remember the movie Stick It? Did you ever watch
Oh
that?
my God, I love that
I
movie.
loved
Oh my God,
that
that movie's
movie.
so funny.
It's so
Yes.
funny. It is iconic. I'm not even kidding. Like still, like I remember the lines, like the taglines, like all of the like jokes and stuff. Like it is so good. And it's so funny because I literally was talking about Jeff Bridges last week with one of my coworkers. Did I tell you this
Oh
whole
my
Jeff Bridges
gosh.
situation?
No,
Okay,
tell me.
mom and I, this one time, this is a long time ago, and I totally forgot about this. We were talking about it at work about because one of my office mate was like telling me that she looks like a celebrity, and I'm forgetting who the celebrity was. I swear I told you this on the podcast last time. Maybe I wasn't. Anyways, we'll have to go back because it's been a little bit,
Yeah, I'll
like
have to
it's
go
been like a
back.
week since we anywho, but mom and I were, I can't even remember where we were, but this lady looks at me and she goes, "You're like a really pretty Jeff Bridges." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
What?
And mom was like so offended for me. This is
I
like my recollection of it. Anyway, so I was like telling, I totally forgot about this, but I was telling Erin that because she was talking about who sh how she looks like someone. But anyways, Jeff Bridges is in Stick It. He is the coach like throughout for the gymnastics coach like throughout it, and he is so funny. Anyways, throw back to that. But Stick It still is so good and it holds up, guys. It is like legit so well done. Like I mean it's
It's
kind
a
of
good movie.
silly like 2000s movie. But it's still so funny and iconic. Yeah, I just like love it so much. Anyways, then I was sitting there, and since Matt was gone, I was just like chilling super hard, you know? And so I just let the next movie like roll from Amazon Prime, and it was called The Duff. Have you ever heard of this movie?
Oh, yeah.
No
That's
way you
got.
have.
Yeah, it's got that girl in it who was in Parenthood.
Yes.
And she's in a bunch of other stuff.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
It's from 2015. What is her name? I love her too. Mae Whitman.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. Mae Whitman. Okay. I do love her. She's very funny. But I remember that movie being like kind of like Easy A and like the stylistic of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I only watched it the one time and it was like forever and a day ago. So.
So I had never even heard of this, but so basically, yeah, it's like classic high school situation. Cause I was like, this movie's going to be so dumb. Like there's no way I'm watching this. Cause you know, it starts off with like, this is blah, blah, blah. Like she is my best friend. This is blah, blah, blah. And she's my best friend for this reason. And I'm the like silly, goofy, funny one of the friend group or whatever, you know, like it's like that kind of situation. And you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, come to find out. So this guy calls her the like silly goofy one, Mae Whitman. He calls her a duff. And she's like, what is a duff? And like Loki was kind of sad. Do you remember what it stands for?
I don't remember what it stands for. No, it's something
it
about.
It stands for dumb, ugly, fat friend. And so she's like the duff of the friend. And so
that's terrible.
Is that terrible? And so like I was like, obviously this doesn't hold up, but like low-key, like I don't know. There's always just like there's like this very common just like whatever, not misconception, but just like overall general take from like guys that like there's always like the like fat friend to like any hot girl or whatever. Anyways, and so this
I feel
girl,
like that was me in high school.
That was me. Yeah, absolutely. I was definitely the duff, which is like kind of a bummer. But anyway, so then of course I'm like invested in this dumbass movie. And so then he like she tries to get him to, I don't want to spoil it because like low-key it was like kind of a good movie if you like can watch like a high
dude,
school
dude. It came out in 2015. If you haven't been watching this, it's a high school movie. Like it's so tropey. I think like don't worry about spoiling it.
Yeah. Anyways, like I'm sure you could guess what happens. But anyways, so she asked the guy to that called her a duff to like tell her why she's a duff or whatever. And so then they start like working together. And so he starts like he starts like coaching her basically on like how to talk to boys and whatever. And then they fall in love and so cute and whatever. But yeah, anyways, it was just low key, like the most random movie to like roll into. And I was like, what am I watching? But then I was like sucked in and like could not look away. So anyway,
you're into it.
If you have ever been a duff, like we feel you. We are. I mean, I'm not going to speak for you.
We are your people.
Yeah.
Welcome.
This is your club. Welcome to Candidly.
You found your club.
So anyways.
Oh, my God.
I watched one other movie, but like nothing to note. So anywho, I just wanted to throw that out there that, yeah, it was when Matt isn't here, I like watch TV because I am shameless and I aww, feel like I can do that and it feels nice. But anyway, yeah. Do you want to do some
grounding into the couch is an excellent idea. Wait, I have like two or three movies just because.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go.
I've also watched a lot of stuff lately. I watched Send Help. Did you watch that Rachel McAdams movie?
No.
I can't recommend it. It like messed with my brain just a little bit. And I had to get on a plane like the next day. She like gets into this plane wreck with her terrible boss. And then she becomes like this psycho crazy lady.
Okay.
It is very satisfying in the end in like a weird way. But she's awesome. I love her. But that movie just like really messed with my brain a little bit. She's very much she watches all their Survivor shows and seasons.
Oh,
she
funny.
Reads all those like survivalist books and stuff. So she's just like, they get stranded on an island. And anyway, so that one was really funny / really freaky with my brain. And then I watched the Supergirl movie. I loved it. It needs to be.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I love it.
Just from socials. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think she did a really good job of like taking the Supergirl character and putting a more realistic, like human grief and emotions into it. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. Did I talk about Masters of the Universe? Have you seen this movie?
No.
It just came out not that long ago, but it is like He-Man, right? So
okay.
Like from the 80s. This kid had so many muscles. I watched it with my girlfriend Katie when she was in town and we were both just like drooling over him. But oh, it's that kind of movie. He's okay. Like in a lime cloth and stuff. It's very fun.
A lime cloth?
The pizza a movie. Lime
cloth.
Loin cloth, whatever. Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
We watched Pizza Movie with the kid from Stranger Things. Oh, I'm not going to even pronounce it. That was really cute, but it's very much like a college doing drugs, getting high, and like White Castle kind of vibe.
Okay.
That was really fun. I really enjoyed that movie, but it may not be for everybody. What else? We just watched today the new... My husband's making me watch the Spider-Man Noir or Spider Noir with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I think it's funny to watch like a Spider-Man Noir kind of thing. I just really wish it wasn't Nicolas Cage, but
yeah,
it's growing on me.
No, thank you.
So it's fine. I do not understand. Anyway, that's what I've been watching lately. The Supergirl.
Obsession. Okay. I'll have to watch Supergirl. I could get behind that.
You should. Sure. It's good.
Cool.
Okay, let's jump into gratitudes and grievances. Do you want to kick off?
Yeah.
Since you already kind of said your grievance.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do a different one or can I keep that grievance?
No, you can keep it. Just remind me again. What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
I do remember saying this is going to be my grievance, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, sleeping on a mattress. Yeah.
A mattress. In the RV. Like, okay.
Not good. that'll forever be my grievance, honestly, sleeping on a shitty bed because I am so sensitive these days. Like, geez, Louise, getting old.
Too old for that, you know?
Yeah,
getting old. Can't hang that way.
Tough. Anyway, yeah, what's your grievance?
Okay, I want to have a little bit of a grievance. Last, like, two or three episodes ago, I can't remember, we talked about trying the matcha orange cream Starbucks.
Oh my God, I forgot. We haven't even talked about it. Yeah.
I know. Okay, so I tried it.
That's your grievance?
This is my grievance. Oh, and God. I don't know, maybe I did it wrong, but they only give you, it's a 16-ounce, like, just a grande, right?
Yeah.
Half of it is matcha, and then half of it is cream, like orange-flavored cream.
They did it wrong. So, mine was not like that.
Well, yeah, it was a huge amount of cream, so I'm trying to, like, drink the matcha, and it's not working. The cream is delicious, don't get me wrong, but, like, how do you mess orange flavored cream? I don't understand how that would be bad for anybody. Totally. But then I get to the matcha and it's just like straight bitter, grainy disgustingness. And then my sister said that you had to shake it together. Did you shake yours together?
Oh no, I didn't shake it and I loved it.
Yeah. So matcha is, I don't know, maybe I had a, I just, I also have a lot of like grievances about Starbucks. This is not a surprise for anybody that's listening since the dawn of time. But yeah, I just was not really impressed with it. I will try and recreate that cream myself, but I'm not going to do matcha from Starbucks anymore. It is so bitter and gross and grainy.
Weird.
And not cute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will say that if you get did you get it unsweetened? Because theirs is really bitter if you don't get it sweetened. And I usually get it like half sweet because like they sweeten the matcha and then they sweeten the orange cream. That's why it's so freaking good. So if you ask for it,
just ordered it as is.
Oh, really? That's so weird. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, it was gross. The cream was great, but the matcha was not so great.
That's so upsetting.
And it's like $8 for a freaking drink. So if it's not good, it's kind of like, that's just a waste. So that's my grievance. I had to bring that back up and talk about it because it's been bothering me for the past couple of weeks. But yeah.
My goodness. Well, sorry I suggested it, but I really liked it, guys. I was a fan, but I'm always a Starbucks fan. Nothing is new. You guys know here what the drill is over here. My gratitude is I'm just excited to go backpacking. I'm excited to do a new trail with mom that I've never done before. I'm excited to go to California. I haven't been to Northern California, like Humboldt area in ages. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. I am a little peeved at the drive, but that's okay. I just like don't want to do like that fast of a turnaround. Like, I wish I could hang out down there for a little bit longer, but I'm excited that they're all coming up here and we get to show them Bend summer. So it'll be great. Just getting to backpack. I haven't even backpacked this summer yet. So it's so crazy, but got all my stuff together tonight and feel really good about that. So ready to go, just ready to roll out on Wednesday and work tomorrow. And yeah, so
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get back what day?
Sunday.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Dang. Wow. You're just like moving and grooving because you just were. Yeah.
Dang. I mean, good, and also not to mention, so Wednesday, I'm off through Wednesday. So that's really nice. I have Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. And then I go to work Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. And then we leave again on Wednesday to go to the coast with like on a big camping trip with all the homies from Bend. So that will be really nice. And then, yeah, we're going camping for Labor Day. And yeah, anyways, it'll be fine. We're just no rest for the wicked for sure. But what's your gratitude?
Again, all those camping trips in before the end of the summer. sorry. I want to be really grateful for my mom and my sister for getting me back to California, seeing my dad again. My grandmother came over. Denali came over. So I got to like sit and have a good conversation with her. I got to hang out with my brother. Yeah, it was just really nice to be home. I always feel somewhat guilty. Like I feel a little bad that I don't get to see my extended family because like they had a birthday party happening in Woodlake and then I was going to have coffee with Summer and like that didn't happen because I didn't have a car. So I just feel a little bad that I didn't get to do everything, but it's hard to do. And I was there for less than 30 hours or something. Yeah. So it's just like hard to do, but I'm really grateful that I got to like go home and sit by the pool and hang out with my dog, Olive. I miss her so much. She's such an old lady now. It's so sad.
So crazy.
I know. Yeah. So I just want to be really grateful for like my childhood home and like hanging out with the folks.
That's cool.
Drinking whiskey with my dad a little late. And it was great.
Yeah. So, yeah. Amazing.
It's a good trip.
That sounds good.
I'm excited to just settle down for the rest of summer and wait for fall. So yeah.
Yeah. Dang. All right. Well, hopefully
mom. That's all we got, homies.
Yeah. Hopefully mom's available to edit, actually. Actually, she doesn't need to edit this one yet. We still have another one for this week. But
I can edit this. That way you guys can just focus on your trip. And I have all weekend to do it anyway. So I can do it.
Okay. That would be lovely.
It's not that long. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, alrighty then. That's it for Candidly.
And we're done. Okay.
And we're out. Thanks for being candid.
Bye.